There are two federal courts involved in the Keystone XL controversy at this point. A Montana federal judge issued an injunction stopping construction late last year, and TransCanada and the U.S. State Department appealed that decision to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Those cases were filed in response to the permit President Donald Trump issued in January 2017, just after he took office. That permit delegated authority for the process to the State Department. Now that there is a new permit, federal attorneys have asked the Ninth Circuit to terminate the appeal as moot and vacate the Montana court's injunction. In a brief filed with the Ninth Circuit, the feds contend that the president's actions are not subject to the requirements of the Administrative Procedures Act or the National Environmental Policy Act. The federal brief notes that several agencies are reviewing the project, including the Bureau of Land Management, the Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Army Corps of Engineers. The Indigenous Environmental Network and North Coast Rivers Alliance responded with the suit filed back in Montana federal court. The environmentalists agree that the president had not only the authority but the duty to revoke the 2017 permit. But they say he intruded into congressional authority when he issued the new permit in late March. Pipeline opponents say Congress has the authority under the Constitution to regulate foreign and interstate commerce, and the president's order violates that clause. Environmentalists note the pipeline is routed to cross several rivers, and those river crossings are regulated by federal agencies that must follow congressional acts and investigate environmental impacts. They ask the Montana federal judge to find that the new presidential permit is without legal force and effect, and to keep the injunction against construction in place. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.